Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. That is a Vertigo. Hello, hello. One of the songs on the 8-time Grammy-winning album How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which is 20 years old this year. And to mark its 20th anniversary, the band has released a newly remastered version, which is on sale now since last Friday. And I am delighted to say that Adam Clayton, the bass player with U2, is on the line right now. Adam, good morning. How are you feeling? Everything all right?
Good morning, Ian. It's great to be talking to you. You know, it's wonderful being able to reach our Irish audience every time we put out a record like this. So thank you so much for doing this and hosting me.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It is our pleasure. Now, I just want to get one thing clear, because I've heard from time to time, you know, the start of that song we've just played, Vertigo, where Bono does his count in. That he gets it wrong. Have you heard that? That it's, instead of saying 1, 2, 3, 4, he says 1, 2, 3, 14.
You know, we were doing several takes on the day, and you know, he just threw that in, and we all cracked up laughing and said, "Let's just keep it." You know.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's very good and powerful song. Indeed, all the songs on are very powerful. There's one. I'm not really a crier at movies or anything like that, but there's a song that gets me. I can connect with it. Sometimes you can't make it on your own, and it does bring a tear to my eye every now and again. It's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It really does connect, and of course, we as the male population, I think we all struggle with our relationships with our fathers, and indeed, as fathers, we perhaps struggle with our relationships with our sons. I mean, I hope that's not a terrible generalization, but in some way, that song is representative of that, and of course, it does make one look at one's own relationships and realize that. As men, you know, we're not very good at this stuff.
Exactly. So, Adam, you've got, as well as the album that's been remastered, you've also got one called How to Reassemble an Atomic Bomb, which is a kind of a shadow album, and they're unheard songs. So are some of these songs that were recorded around the time that nearly made it onto the original album but didn't? Or, you know, were there ones that were kind of havo-havo and you sort of said, will we, won't we, and now you're putting them out again, yeah?
Well, what happens when we start an album project is that we have a little bit of a, you know, we have a kind of a manifesto of what types of songs that we're looking for. And of course, you can't always write those to order. So we end up recording maybe 30 songs that we then cut down to the songs that we think make up an album. And making up an album is a kind of old fashioned idea where you put a group of songs together, where as a whole, they add up to something. So we move quite quickly when we're working like that. So as you can hear from the Reassemble songs, they were more or less completed. They were band takes with very little overdubs. And then we said, no, we're not going to develop that further. And we'll put that into the, you know, must look at or come back to later bin. And it was 20 years later that we came back to them. We went, these sound really fresh now. They have a real connection. And that's why we decided to put together another 10 songs as this shadow album, as it's become called.
I'm going to play a little bit of Luckiest Man in the World, which is from the Reassembled album, which is coming out this Friday. Adam Clayton is on with us here this morning on Today FM. Adam, you did use the word fresh there, and that does sound extremely fresh, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the great thing about when we went back to these tracks, Ian, was the music was untinkered with. It was, you know, it was what happened at the time on the day. It was a time capsule. And that inspired Bono to go back and to update some of the melodies and lyrics. So it's interesting that you have the original tunes from 20 years ago, but you have the perspective of a man looking back on those 20 years from now. So Luckiest Man in the World it's probably the way we all feel, actually, is we've had an incredibly charmed life that we did not expect to be having when we put out our first, second and third record. We thought that would be it. We thought it'd be back to the day job.
Now, listen, we've got an amazing prize on the show tomorrow for one huge U2 super fan. One listener will be walking away with the How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb 20th Anniversary 8LP Super Deluxe Collector's Limited Edition box set. So that's good, is it? That's, you know, you've seen that, have you, I presume?
I have, and actually, in my memory, I don't think you can lift it on your own. I think it's a two-man job.
Adam, can you give us any world exclusive on what's next for you too? Something that nobody's heard yet that you've got a whisper of and you're excited about?
Oh, they don't tell me anything. I'm the bass player.
Okay, good one. Adam Clayton, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you've really made my morning great. Thank you. Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today FM.